Korean War broke out, they started drafting men. I was 18 years old at that time. But by the time I got drafted, I was 20 years old. I went to Fort Meade, Maryland, thinking Fort Meade was all young guys. The Korean War was going full blast, and you didn't know anybody. It was just, so we were there like maybe a day or two, they examined us, and they sent us to Fort Campbell, Kentucky with the 11th Airborne. And we didn't want to be airborne, or they gave me three choices. They says, go airborne, go to OCS, or go to Korea. I says, well, I ain't going airborne, I ain't jumping out of a plane. I don't want to go to OCS. I have to sign up for more time for the rest of my life. I'd be in the reserves. So I says, I'll take my chances in Korea. I thought they were bluffing. Well, they weren't bluffing. Put us on a boat right over to Japan. And them guys were, they were saying, this is not fun and games. Look around you. Next week, one out of 10 of you will be dead. We had our duffel bag and everything. They took everything off of us. Gave us field clothes. Wan Don gave us an M1 rifle, fired three shots, got on a train, sent us right up to, right behind the lines. And I was ended up with the 40th Division. And they were right up in the center. They were in Kumaw Valley, right up, all the way where China is, the Yalu River. That's where they were. And you're up on the front lines, you don't know anybody, you're from all over, and they've got Ethiopians on one side, French and Dutch on the other side, and Chinese in front of you. And these Chinese were from the Second World War. They knew what they were doing. So we were just, you know, 18, 19, 20. We didn't know what the heck was going on. And we fought them and pushed them all the way back into China. You'd see them Chinese coming in waves, and the Air Force come in and they put napalm. And they fried them guys coming across that river. Just lines of them, they just fried them. I think we killed 2 million Chinese in 3 years over there. We thought, you know, we were invincible because we had machine guns, we had everything, we had the air power. We had a 30 caliber water-cooled machine gun. The machine gun weighed 30 pounds, the tripod weighed 53 pounds, and somebody, we carried all that stuff. And each box of ammunition probably weighed about 20 pounds, but we had Katusas. They were Korean soldiers attached to us. They could put four or five of them on their back and one in each hand, and there's 1,000 rounds in one of them. They carried them, and every third round was a tracer. It lit up the sky, and the other ones were armor-piercing. They were black. They go through an inch of steel. When you had a fire, it gets the doggone hot sometimes. That's why it was water cold. Sometimes it was red hot. You couldn't touch it. You had to change barrels. You could pop it out and put another barrel in there. Well, it was just mass confusion, screaming and hollering and everything. Everybody, guys, I want my mother and this and that. Some guys had never been away from home, you know. And I was probably about 20 years old in them days. And it was brutal. But it's kill or be killed is what it is. It wasn't pleasant. When the firing started, a lot of guys didn't fire their weapons. They were crying, screaming, I want my mother and everything, you know. Everybody wanted their mother. Excuse me. It was brutal.